separated prices out in regions and areas. Provo is a little higher. But it, even if it was lower, we'd still get the government rate. But now that they've raised it, you'll get $2 more per person.
The prosecutor?
Yeah, Ron.
All right, we're rolling out e-filing, but it's a struggle. The courts just keep taking forever to just simply turn on the feature. They have to turn it on. Every time we say we're going to e-file in this place or this place, it takes them 2 to 3 weeks to get it turned on. I don't understand what it is, but then Wasatch County, Washington City's been doing it for a while, successfully, no problem. Wasatch County, I've got started on starting, and then we had problems. The courts were assigning it to Washington City instead of Wasatch County. And so we're trying to fix that. As soon as we get a few of those worked out, the next we want to do, we're going to get Provo City. And Ed, you want your folks to get on?
Sure.
So do those, and then probably we'll go to a couple of counties after that, probably Iron or Kane County, depending on if they're ready to try it out. It works pretty slick once the courts fix their end. We had to do a couple of fixes on our end because the judges were coming over and pulling the wrong. If the judge's name was the same as the defendant's name, it sometimes pull the wrong person's name and get the defendant as a judge. But anyway, we fixed that. So it's going pretty smoothly. It's just the courts are proving to be difficult to work with to get them to do anything. They evidently have one person. We had to wait 2 weeks to get something done because there's one person was on vacation. So, sorry. I don't mean to sound negative, but it's going slower than I expected, but it is ready. We're trying to roll it out as quickly as we can. We're just waiting for the courts to turn things on to be able to e-file from. The problem is they don't accept Journal Technology as an e-filing provider until they turn it on at each court. Every single court has to be turned on. I don't understand what's involved in that. I don't know what's on their end. But so once we get that figured out, we may be able to go a little faster. So I'm going to start preemptively saying, okay, we want these district courts and these justice courts turned on now. So when I get you started, we do the training for you, they're already ready to go. So that's what I'm going to start doing. I didn't think it'd be such a big deal. But we will be rolling out as quickly as I can get it done, because it's pretty cool. You can file an information, you can file a case on a citation that's been filed in court, and the system knows to give them the information and you already have the case number, and if you don't, it gives you the court case number and assigns the judge automatically. And you can then file additional documents, motions, orders, affidavits, whatever, you subpoenas, summonses, whatever you need to file with the courts. It allows all of that. And so yeah, just a matter of working through a few bugs, interaction with the courts mostly. And once we do that, we'll get everybody going on it. So it's just a matter of rolling it out. It's a lot easier. You just click on a thing, you click the drop down list, you select your documents, click file, and it's done.
Nice.
So it's a lot nicer. So we're moving that out. Also, we're working on some grant issues. I guess we have to pay from the grant based on the grant cycle. We were doing it based on January through December, and the grant cycle is what, October through
September. Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get that fixed out, and Journal Technology is a little slow at working through that. Have you anything on update on that?
No, it's good. I'll follow up as soon as Ron's
okay.
done.
Anyway, so we're just switching that out, so we'll be doing grant payment, cycles a little bit differently. If we have to add users, it'll be in October instead of January type of a thing. But right now we have plenty of user licenses available for everybody that's on board.
Yeah, so we did get a grant. And by the way, Brooke has reached out from your office, and so Ron's talking with her to answer.
Yeah, we've already talked to the JTI representative.
Oh, you actually got a hold of someone. Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's probably more business, so of course he wants to get a hold of us.
Yeah.
But, so we're hoping to have a presentation. Our concern, I mean, if there are e-filing problems, that's like a no-go for us.
Yeah.
We use FileVine, which we have, I mean, it's slick as far as filing is concerned.
I'm glad that's worked out for you.
Well,
FileVine is now.
That's the only thing. That's about the only, I mean, we're pretty frustrated with them. I mean, they, for example, they decided to do an update in the middle of the week and closing down our whole case management system. And we got with them on that and they're like, well, you're not gonna dictate to us how we run our business. And it's like, well, okay, well, that's nice to know.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Run your business into the ground.
But yeah, I wanna talk to Ron afterwards. Just see, I know there's a basic package. We're probably gonna want something beyond that.
Right, because I think.
Yeah, ours has been up for some time and it works well.
Yeah.
Does it? Okay.
And are you guys e-filing?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's been the challenge is those that have individually contracted, correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, the issue is just simply making sure that the court that you're e-filing to knows that you're an accepted e-filer. I think once we work through this little issue that we're having right now, it'll go pretty smooth now on, as long as the courts don't get stupid again. But when you got one agency and you turn it on, it just works.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the problem is they've got a bunch of different courts and evidently they don't have it turned on for all those different courts. And so anyway, I think that's gonna work out pretty quickly once we get that.
Let's chat about it.
I have one quick question. So would we have grant funds available even if we went for, I mean, at least to a certain amount, even if we went for a more specialized product?
No, because you're going to have to contract separately with okay. Journal.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
Now, We do all of our filing through e-prosecutor as well.
What's that?
We do all of our filing through e-prosecutor.
Yeah, and Salt Lake's got that different, you know, again, a separate contract. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think it's any secret. You know, CCJJ would love to get everybody on the same system. And I think because the majority of the state is using e-prosecutor, that's what they're talking. But we keep telling them that you're going to have to throw a bunch of money at it and you're going to have to, you know, bring everybody on board. So I don't know that that's going to happen in our lifetime. But
oh, I think it's possible.
You think so?
Yeah, we have a couple of legislators that are, Wilcox in particular, and Elizabeth, that really want that data.
Yeah, they like the data.
They like the data out of the system. I mean, from my perspective, if they really want it and we want more, they ought to at least allow us to have some, you know, that basic grant fund.
I'm not sure that's them. I'm not sure that's the legislators.
No, that's not the legislators. That's just, so we, and that's something, Jeff, that I guess maybe we could talk about is how we can, see, I'm not a contracts guy, and I don't pretend to be, is I'd have to have somebody smarter than me work with me with Journal that somehow that the contract would either would allow that or the payment could come, because CCJJ's, not that the sky's the limit on grant funding, but they're always saying, why don't you ask for more? And so it may just be that we need to sit down, you know, outside of this meeting and figure out how we could do that.
But our cost to e-prosecutor is really similar to what we're paying before for JustWare. And so the cost was the 200 grand we spent for the transition. But that was a one-time cost that I was able to go get, because we had to, because our old system was going away. Any prosecutor is fine. Like, it's doing the job. And we refused to go live on it until the e-filing worked for us.
Yeah.
And so we've just always been able to do that.
Can I ask a question? So we have some new statutes that are going to require different data to be pumped to CCJJ. Mm-hmm. Is there a conversation going yet, Ron, about how to pull that information from the prosecutor's office?
I have
office.
No idea what it is.
Hang around
once,
for a while.
Once yeah, I know, but once I know what they did, those bills require, I'd have to look at, are we collecting that or not? And if we're collecting it, we can certainly report it. I'm already reporting a ton of data to CCJJ every quarter.
And Ron and I have talked about, you know, because again, I don't know the specifics, but just some of the general ideas, and some of those are either radio buttons that need to be turned on or that just can be generated. And so e-prosecutor can create the data entry points, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's going to come back on the offices that they're going to have to take the time to do that data entry.
Absolutely, but if we'd like to make it as painless as possible.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, if we can make it, we can make things required, and they can't save a case unless they enter a certain data, and if that's what we have to do, we try not to do that more than we absolutely have to, because it's a burden on the offices to enter in data that they're not going to use.
How can I help facilitate that? Do you want me just to send an email with a list of what
The
statute?
Mm-hmm. Maybe the statutes, and we can look at them and see what data they're going to ask for, because I mean, there's
how much money they need to charge extra to get that data to them.
Okay. Yeah, but if you get that, you know, if there's a list of what they're going to want.
If this thing hangs around, we're going to discuss it.
Unfunded mandates are making it more
So as Ron was saying and this doesn't affect any of y'all in here, but just so you know, we're switching over yet again. We're going to go the billing cycle from General Technologies to the federal fiscal year, because we're having issues with our finance office. Because they were the fiscal year and the calendar year were overlapping, and you know how funds are available and whatnot. So we're just trying to eliminate that hassle. So we'll all be on a federal fiscal year in terms of.
Actually, that probably won't affect users at all.
No. It's just something that we have to deal with, and frankly, I would love it if the legislature would take over e-prosecutor. I mean, you know, that's a big portion of what Ron does, but I don't hate managing it. So,
what percentage of offices are on e-prosecutor?
I don't know percentage, but we have 45 agencies using e-prosecutor under UPC, cities and counties.
But that doesn't include the big ones. Salt Lake has their own contract, Washington, Davis, correct? David Cole, you guys are on e-prosecutor, but your own contract?
Yes, we should already be doing this.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, okay. Weber, I think, is on their own cash. So,
and so you're not gathering the data for those big
ones
to report.
We're only getting the ones that are
their own. So, if there were one system,
which means the majority of the data
wouldn't be.
If you're not sending, isn't being on this job, right? Because that's your biggest. I mean, those are your biggest counties.
Yeah. Right.
The other counties that are on e-prosecutor can report. I mean, it's the same system in the background. It's just configured a little differently, and there may be different fields. There's some things that we could put in that aren't in our system because we didn't need it. But there's a lot of stuff in the background. The database behind it is the same for everybody. So I mean, if we could make it exactly this. We could make it the same data elements for everybody that's using it across the state. Just have to know what those are and decide to do it.
I mean, and that's the added service that we provide, is that Ron runs those reports, whereas all of you have to run them yourselves. So,
is our version of e-prosecutor the same as their version of e-prosecutor? Or do we even know?
The back end is exactly the same. We've added a couple of additional fields for our configuration, but yeah, it's easy to make them all. And if everybody was using, some reason everybody got on eProsecutor and was using the same version, it could be, and everybody could have, you could actually have different screens for different people if you wanted to. So the way it looks could be adjusted, but
they're gathering the same information?
You can gather, it basically has the same information available to gather, whether everybody's inputting all that information. For example, profile information on a defendant for, you know, gender, ethnicity, married or not, you know, social security numbers, height, weight, all that's available, but most people aren't entering it in.
There was also a statute passed this year that mandates that any, I don't remember the terminology, but basically law or criminal justice software system communicate with the state system. So it kind of makes sense, you know, to be on a system that already have that set up.
So how far is my?
Well, I'm not saying if I'll file, I probably will because the AG's on it, so I'm not sure that'd be a problem.
AG's on it is a charitable statement.
did you guys Did the AG's office ever talk to Brooke? I know that you guys were kind of...
I don't know. I mean, we have a committee that's working on it. We've been
They wanted to talk to her.
We've been live on file.